From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. preparing to step up its fight against the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the United States is prepared to do more in taking the fight to the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. He told a Senate panel Wednesday the U.S. is prepared to increase its assistance as Iraq tries to retake the provincial capital, Ramadi.
Over the past several months, the coalition has provided specialized training and equipment, including combat engineering techniques like in-stride breaching and bulldozing, and munitions like AT-4 shoulder-fired missiles to stop truck bombs, to the Iraqi army and its counterterrorism service units that are now beginning to enter Ramadi neighborhoods from multiple directions.
But he deflected demands for a greater U.S. ground presence in Iraq.
By seeming to Americanize the conflicts in Iraq and Syria, we could well turn those fighting ISIL or inclined to resist their rule into fighting us instead. As Chairman Dunford testified last week, quote, ISIL would love nothing more than a large presence of U.S. forces on the ground in Iraq and Syria so that they could have a call to jihad.
In Baghdad Wednesday, Brett McGurk, the U.S. official in charge of the coalition against the IS group, said hundreds of civilians are trapped inside Ramadi, with some taken as human shields. U.S. airstrikes in support of the Iraqi forces continued Wednesday, hitting large IS tactical units, vehicles, command and control centers, and bomb factories. Torrential rains and flooding left more than 30 dead and forced tens of thousands from their homes in the capital of Democratic Republic of Congo. The flooding has overwhelmed the main water collection station, preventing more residents of Kinshasa accessible drinking water. So far this month, some 450 milliliters of rain has fallen. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday he plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian leaders on Ukraine and Syria. He said Moscow has been constructive in trying to find a political settlement in the Syrian conflict. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
They have been able to help bring other parties to the table in Vienna. And I'm not going to get into every diplomatic discussion and every bit of nuance in the communiques that have been filed after the Vienna meetings, but I can assure you that the Russians have been integral to getting to those texts and to helping what is now 18 countries plus the Arab League and the EU together in the room and helping everybody unify around some core principles, such as ISIL's got to go, such as it has to be a Syrian-led political transition process in Syria.
Mr. Kerry's trip to Moscow expected to precede a possible international meeting in New York December 18 on efforts to push the political process forward. Meanwhile, U.S., Russian, and U.N. diplomats are to meet in Geneva Friday to discuss ways to advance peace in Syria. A Taliban assault on the key Kandahar airport in southern Afghanistan, which began late Tuesday, has ended, leaving 50 dead, mostly civilians. 11 attackers were also killed. Taliban militants also overran a district neighboring Helmand province, leaving at least 14 policemen dead. President Obama reaffirmed what he called the unbreakable bond between the U.S. and Israel in a White House meeting Wednesday with visiting Israeli President Reuven Rivlin. He said the U.S. wants to be helpful in reducing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians.
I've been very clear in condemning the violence that is recurring inside of Israel, the need for leaders like President Abbas to unequivocally condemn the violence that's been taking place, the need to end incitement, but also the need for Israelis and Palestinians to find mechanisms in which to dialogue and arrive at peace.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. commitment to Israel's security is, quote, one of the most important principles of U.S. foreign policy. Dissident Russian tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky says a revolution in his country is inevitable. Speaking Wednesday in London, the former head of Russia's Yukos oil company accused President Vladimir Putin of having presided over a full-fledged unconstitutional coup. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma fired his finance minister and Lenle Nene in the wake of a credit rating downgrade and disagreement over the funding of a nuclear power plant. Time magazine has named German Chancellor Angela Merkel its 2015 Person of the Year, noting her leadership during the Syrian refugee crisis, the Greek bailout deal, currency turmoil in the European Union, and Russia's intervention in Ukraine. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.